Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I came in this morning. I'm in a great mood. I'm feeling positive. I got a great day ahead of me. A lot of fun things going on. And our little rain cloud comes wandering in this morning. And like, generally, you're pretty bubbly. And I know it's going to be a bad day for you when you walk in the door. I'm like, hey, how are you? And you're like,
how's it going? It's not a bad day.
Here we go again.
It was one after the other. The weekend was kind of hit me with your best shot weekend, and it did. And then yesterday, it just kind of kept going a little bit. Like, we had a story on the show that got people a little riled up, and, you know, some folks thought, well, let's take that to Instagram and give Katie even more crap.
Yeah, people were mean to Katie on the Instagrams.
I went home, and I got it, and then, there was some news delivered that was good, and then it was bad.
Right.
And then
they took it away from us.
I know. So it was just like there were so many things that kept happening that I was like, once I left this place, I was like, I have one thing I have to do. That is run. I went on my run. I came back home, and I sat on my couch, and I did not move.
I
thought something wrong was going to happen if I did.
Poor little biscuit.
The best part, though, is I found this show on Netflix called From Scratch, and it has Zoe Saldana in it. It was such a good show, though, just about like the whole life of the person. So it was enough for me to be able to immerse myself in that and kind of forget my troubles.
How many hours did you lay on the couch?
And I woke up. I got 6 hours done.
Six hours on the couch yesterday.
I folded some laundry and stuff, too. And my house was super clean from the weekend. So I didn't have anything to do, Jeremy. And I needed
to lay there and sulk.
Here's the thing. No, when I say I sat on the couch, not only did I do that, I took my phone, I put it on the charger in the bedroom, and I did not touch it all day.
Oh, I know.
Yesterday.
I tried texting you about 40 times yesterday. Didn't get one reply.
I did not touch my phone because I was like, you're not helping me, phone.
You know, poor little dumpling over here.
So, no, it wasn't even that it was just I came in a bad mood. I was just preparing myself for whatever thing you were going to tell me because I was like,
great mood.
No,
you're the one who brought
me
down.
And now, I know, I'm sorry about that. Usually that's not the case. But I did want to say, as of yesterday.
Oh, here we go.
No, I did want to say, because we were talking about something where I went on a date.
You don't need to apologize.
I did want to say something because I broke my own rule, and that I kind of sat and festered with a little bit.
You don't need to apologize.
I'm not, but I did break my own rule, and
this
I feel bad
about it. This gig's
hard,
Katie. You got to get used to
it.
You got to have thick skin on a morning radio show.
Oh, I know.
Because, you know, we talk for 4 hours, and things are said.
Yeah.
And then people come after us, and then it's like, well, why don't you come in every day for 4 hours and try to do this and not piss somebody off?
Yeah, and I get it.
I have been on the air so many years. I was on the air one day, and I said, hey, good morning. It's going to be a great day. And somebody fired back a page-long email about why it's not going to be a good day for them. And how dare I go on the air and say it's going to be a good day when this and this and this and this is going on.
Well, and that was kind of
it. Jeez.
Like, I got multiple messages where it was like, this and this, and like, I'm going to learn today. But no, I just wanted to say, I have told Zoe her entire life, my daughter, that she has every right to be mad. That's a human reaction. You can be mad, but you can't be mean. And I was a little mean yesterday in some of the things I said. So
I thought it was hilarious.
I know you did.
Now everybody that didn't hear
what went on
yesterday is like, what
happened?
Well, that's why we have podcasts.
Exactly. You could go back and listen. But I wanted to own that and say, like, maybe I crossed the line in being mean.
Because this
man who made me upset, he's a big liar. And so that enough is enough for me to be like, that is, you know, the reason why I'm upset, why I'm mad. I didn't have to lay in on him because of his look. So
I am acknowledging your feelings and how you are reacting right now.
Thank you.
But get over it. You're fine. Like, you got to have thick skin.
Cry river.
You're fine.
Bridge,
what you said was
it.
Hilarious, and it was honest, and the guy lied to you, and so
be
it. You move on. So.
Okay, we're moving on.
I think the best part of you coming in, though, this morning, you were whining about somebody's comment on the Instagrams.
Yeah.
And I don't like that person in there. They're a douchebag. So I was like, Katie, you know how we solve this? And I grabbed my phone, and I went to the post, and I clicked on the comment, and I clicked on that person, and then I hit, what, Katie?
Block!
I blocked him. I said, you know what? That's how you deal with that. Put a little smile on your face and move on with your life.
It did make me feel better.
Was it you? Did we block you? I don't know. Go follow us and see Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram.